So, if you were buying tires for a vehicle, one that you knew would be driven through like blistering heat and heavy coastal
It
storms.
had to carry a massive SUV, right?
Exactly. You wouldn't just buy the cheapest set because they, looked nice.
Yeah.
Yet when it comes to paving our driveways and outdoor spaces, that's literally what most of us do. So let's get right into our deep dive for today. We're looking at a commercial catalog from Hunter Pavers, a direct importer of natural stone in Sydney.
Yeah, and the mission here is to really extract the hidden engineering and architectural insights buried in these sourcing materials because we want to help you make smarter, safer design decisions for your own home. There's an entire world of physics right under your feet.
Yeah, and that tire analogy really tracks when you look at how materials physically react to harsh environments. Think about the Sydney climate.
Oh, yeah, blistering summer sun one week and then heavy coastal storms the next.
Right. And I always just assumed all outdoor surfaces just kind of baked in the sun equally. But the catalog actually notes a huge difference between man-made concrete and natural granite.
Well, yeah, man-made concrete and porcelain are incredibly dense. They essentially trap heat like a battery.
Ouch.
Yeah, literally baking your bare feet hours after the sun goes down. Granite, on the other hand, has this crystalline structure. It reflects more solar radiation and actually dissipates heat much faster.
So it stays significantly cooler underfoot.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense for like a pool area.
Yeah.
Plus, the stone naturally resists coastal salt attacks. But wait, I do want to challenge a specific recommendation here.
Sure, go for it.
The catalog insists on a minimum 30-millimeter stone thickness for residential driveways. And honestly, that sounds suspiciously like a clever retail upsell, just to get you to buy more rock.
You'd think so, but it's actually pure physics. I mean, modern SUVs easily weigh over 2 tons now.
Right, they're massive.
So if you use a standard 20-millimeter patio paver for a driveway, the immense localized downward force of a tire will just snap it in half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 30 millimeters is the exact mathematical threshold where the stone's tensile strength can resist that weight without failing.
Okay, so the thickness is entirely structural. What about the surface finish? Because, the finish isn't just about aesthetics either. It dictates where you can safely put the stone.
Right. Let's look at what the catalog calls an exfoliated or flamed finish. That aggressive texturing gives wet pool areas an R11 slip rating.
And what does R11 actually mean in practice?
It essentially means the stone has enough coarse microtexture that even when it's covered in water, a barefoot won't hydroplane across it.
Got it. And you'd contrast that with like a honed finish.
Yeah, exactly. Honed is ground smooth and matte. You'd use honed indoors or for covered al fresco dining. But putting a smooth honed stone right next to a wet pool is just asking for an accident.
Yeah, that sounds like a disaster. So we've established we need this thick, heavily textured stone to keep cars from cracking it and kids from slipping. But usually, highly functional, heavy-duty materials are pretty ugly.
Oh, definitely.
So how do you match this to a home style without creating a massive maintenance nightmare for yourself?
Well, that's the real challenge, and the visual choices have serious everyday implications. Take a color like Raven Black. It offers a very sophisticated contrast against lighter home exteriors, but practically speaking, it's incredibly forgiving with tire marks and dirt.
Oh, that's smart. And what about the lighter colors?
Silver gray is a consistent top seller because it reflects light well, creating that bright coastal Hamptons look. And if you just need a versatile option, sesame gray serves as your mid-tone workhorse for high traffic areas.
Even as a tough workhorse, though, granite is still a porous natural material. The maintenance guidelines in the source are pretty strict. You have to apply a high-quality penetrating sealer immediately upon installation.
Yeah, that step is non-negotiable. The sealer acts as a microscopic barrier, blocking oil and organic debris from settling deep into the stone's pores.
And once it's sealed.
You have to avoid harsh acid washes. Sticking strictly to pH-neutral cleaners and giving it a simple annual pressure wash is all you need to do. But you really cannot cheat those rules.
Good to know. The catalog also gives an interesting look under the hood of the landscaping economy. They list prices ranging from $26 to $120, which actually seems quite low for premium stone.
It's a great lesson in supply chain economics, really. Usually, stone changes hands from a quarry to a broker to a wholesaler to a retail showroom.
And I'm guessing everyone adds a markup.
Exactly. Everyone adds like a 30% markup. But Hunter Pavers operates as a direct importer. By bringing the stone straight to their Penrith yard and delivering it directly to the site using their own crane trucks, they essentially short-circuit the traditional retail model.
Wow, that's incredibly efficient. It
Yeah.
really reframes the whole process of just, walking up to your front door. Selecting materials for your home is really this hidden intersection of climate science, structural engineering, and aesthetic design.
Absolutely. Balancing all three is the only way to build something that actually lasts.
Yeah. I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. Granite is a virtually indestructible natural stone, right? It takes millions of years to form under immense heat and pressure deep within the earth.
Yeah, it's ancient.
Just consider the wild kind of humbling reality that we extract this ancient enduring geology simply to slice it into precise 30 millimeter squares, just so we can park our cars on top of it.